Dr. Pinsky dictating at Mount IME on June 29 regarding Jason Great, G-R-A-T-E. Jason Great is a 33-year-old male who reports he injured his left shoulder at work on 1/16/18. But he was chopping ice and shoveling after a snowstorm had frozen over, causing this injury. Brady went to Virtua Occupational Health afterwards, paired with this and subsequent evaluation. He understands his final diagnosis to be a small left shoulder labral tear that was treated without surgical intervention. Brady completed his course of active care in 2018. Period. New paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Great alleged he was shoveling snow and chopping ice when he injured his left shoulder on 1/10/18. Great treatment records show he was seen by MedExpress on 1/10/18, complaining of left shoulder pain after shoveling snow that morning. Brady revealed the history of a prior injury of the same shoulder after banging the affected site on cabinetry greater than 1 year ago. Brady notes that pain from this injury did not start until months after banging the shoulder. Period. He did undergo x-rays of the left shoulder that showed no acute abnormalities, but he was diagnosed with a shoulder sprain for which he was initiated on conservative care. Brady followed up with Virtua Occupational on 1/18/18. His pain level was 2/10. Period. Medication adjustments were made, and he was placed on activity modifications. Period. He followed up in this group over the next several weeks, running through 3/9/18. Period on that occasion. He told Dr. Chen, C-H-E-N, that he felt he could not do more than modified / light duty, and there was no change from his last visit here. Period. He had been participating in physical therapy. Period. New paragraph. He was seen by orthopedist Dr. Patel on 4/4/18. Period. His assessment was left shoulder pain. Period. Left shoulder x-rays were done in the office showing no fractures or loose bodies, but did demonstrate congruent glenohumeral joint. Period. He ordered an MRI of the MR-arthrogram of the shoulder. Period. This was done on 4/24/18 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Patel reviewed these results with him on 5/16/18. Period. He noted it revealed no labral tear. Period. There was mild inflammatory changes to the AC joint and supraspinatus muscle and tendon, but the rotator cuff was intact. Period. No labral tear was seen. Period. On physical exam, he had full active elevation of the left shoulder. Period. He had pain with Job's testing and impingement signs. Period. He then diagnosed impingement syndrome for which a corticosteroid injection was administered. Period. He followed up with Dr. Patel over the next several weeks through 7/3/18. Period. He then reported significant improvement after the injection the past week. Period. He again had full range of motion with 5/5 strength. Period. There was no mention of positive provocative maneuvers. Period. He had full cervical motion, but spirulings caused mild left-sided neck pain. Period. C5 motor function was intact. Period. He advised the petitioner not to worry about the labral tear, as this is extremely small and his tenderness was over his acromio clavicular joint. Period. Dr. Pepe recommended at this point activities that have tolerated and deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement period, he could be released to full duty, period. And put this in yellow, he actually saw Dr. Pepe beginning 6/19/18, period. They discussed treatment options, but Dr. Pepe did not recommend arthroscopic management, period. He recommended an AC joint injection for both diagnostic and therapeutic purposes, period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed a port wine type stain at the left forearm, both on the dorsal and volar aspect. Appears there was no swelling, scarring, atrophy, or effusions. Appeared active left shoulder abduction and flexion were to 135 degrees, but was otherwise full in all independent spheres. Appeared passive abduction was 165 degrees, flexion 160 degrees, internal rotation limited to 75 degrees, and external rotation limited to 60 degrees. Period extension and adduction were accomplished fully. Period combined active extension with internal rotation was to the T10 vertebral level on the left, which is borderline normal, and was full on the right. Period motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or knocking. Period shoulder maneuvers, he had positive near impingement and Jurgensen's maneuvers on the left, which were negative on the right. Cervical normal, thoracic. He was tender at the left upper interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Impressions on 1/10/18. Jason Great reportedly injured his left shoulder while shoveling snow and chopping ice, period. He was seen by MedExpress, to whom he offered a history of a prior left shoulder injury about a year earlier. Period, he was initiated on conservative care and was followed by virtual occupational health. Period, he then came under the care of Dr. Patel, period. MR arthrogram on the left shoulder was done to be inserted here, period. He then followed up with Dr. Patel and saw Dr. Pepe as well, period. He responded well to corticosteroid injection, period. As of 7/3/18, Dr. Pepe released him from care to full duty. Period at that time, exam of the left shoulder revealed full range of motion with good strength and no impingement. Period, in paragraph, the current exam actually showed reduced active range of motion about the left shoulder, which was improved passively. Period, this is indicative of limited and inconsistent volitional effort. Period, he did have full strength about the left shoulder. Period, he complained of tenderness with near impingement and Jurgensen's maneuvers on the left, which were negative on the right. Period, he had full range of motion of the cervical spine, where Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period, in paragraph, this case represents no more than 3.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the statutory left shoulder. Period, the minor abnormalities seen on his diagnostic studies may in fact be due to the injury he sustained 1 year before the subject event. Period, end.